Shortly after COVID first hit the U.S., the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, emptied detention facilities to help curtail the spread. But now, with record numbers of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, tens of thousands of people are in custody, and the percentage of COVID-positive detainees has doubled since June. Critics say the agency isn't doing enough to stop the outbreak. Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Asylum seeker Raudel, who doesn't want to be identified for fear of being targeted, says his only option was to come to the U.S. He was attacked by the police for his political views in Cuba. They took out all of my teeth, he said, as he pulled out his dentures. When Raudel got here, he spent 5 months in ICE detention centers in Mississippi and Louisiana. Many people had coronavirus, and they were put in one place to quarantine together. And they didn't care, he said. There was very little social distancing or mask wearing. Both sick and healthy people were mixed together during transfers. Our analysis of ICE data over time shows that the weekly percentage of COVID-positive detainees has doubled since mid-June to almost 6% as of last week.
It's a place where people are being transferred in and transferred out. Of course, they're going to be exposed there.
Immigration attorney Mitch Gonzalez with the Southern Poverty Law Center says ICE's New Orleans field office has been holding, moving, and releasing detainees under conditions that are not COVID safe.
The precautions that they're supposed to be taken don't really work well because they violate their own protocols.
ICE spokesman Dexter Henson says they do follow their transfer and COVID-19 protocols to move people only when absolutely necessary and make sure they're not sick.
We're doing everything that we can to make sure that those that are under our control, that they have ties to the community and a support network near the location that they're detained.
Henson also says that the best way to stop spread is through vaccination. He said the COVID vaccination rate across ICE detention facilities is as high as 70%. Still, Ellen McSweeney with the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General says it found problems when it randomly inspected one Mississippi facility, Adams Correctional, in February.
They didn't necessarily always follow sick calls with detailed notes, nor did they always follow up in terms of record keeping. The staff and the detainees were not consistently using masks, nor were they consistently ensuring that there were social distancing.
McSweeney said by May, ICE had implemented many of its recommendations at the Adams facility, but OIG has received complaints about facilities from around the country.
We have now an ongoing audit that is looking in greater depth at ICE's approach to COVID-19 across detention facilities.
That could take up to a year. In the meantime, immigration advocates and detainees say the best way to avoid COVID-19 spread is to avoid locking up so many people in the first place. Last month, hundreds were released on parole from detention centers in Louisiana, including Raudel. He and his friends were all vaccinated and tested negative for COVID-19 before being sent to a host home in New Orleans. I had the opportunity to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I took it, Raudel said. He said he's tired, but happy to be vaccinated and out of detention where he was scared to get sick. For NPR News, I'm Shalina Chetlani in New Orleans.